It's time for another visit to the StoryCorps Project commemorating the 10th anniversary of Lexington's No Smoking Ordinance. The history-making vote represented a significant cultural shift in tobacco-rich Kentucky. Now, lawmakers in Frankfort are being asked to consider passing a statewide public indoor smoking ban. Today, we hear from State Representative Susan Westrum of Lexington, the sponsor of the bill. Over the summer, she and Tanya Chang, advocacy director with the American Heart Association, met up in the StoryCorps booth to talk about the journey they've shared together.
So, Susan, let's talk for a few minutes about how you got involved in our smoke-free campaign.
Okay, you were relentless. I had known you for years and years as a wonderful lobbyist in the healthcare industry, and you had seen me shepherd a few bills through during my history in the General Assembly, and you came to me at a very busy, busy time in my life and asked if I would be the one who would shepherd this bill, which was extraordinary because 10 years before I was asked to think about doing a smoke-free Kentucky piece of legislation, and I just laughed and said, "Are you out of your mind?" Here it was 10 years later, and the cards had turned.
Why did you say yes? What went into your decision-making?
Oh, gosh. Healthcare costs all across this country are so completely out of control. And there are so many things we can all do to make our lives healthier and the lives of those we love healthier. And there are some things that they're exposed to that we have absolutely no control over. And this was just one of those bills that I knew would be a challenge. I knew it would make some of my colleagues' hair turn gray because they didn't want to have to deal with a difficult issue and be held accountable for the way they voted on this very important topic. And I knew that I would be called a lot of names.
We started getting together as a coalition with numerous organizations saying, somebody is going to introduce a bill. Better it be us than somebody else. And we do believe the state is ready. You know, we did a statewide poll, and so we knew that Kentuckians were more thoughtful than I think people were giving them credit for, and that the state was ready.
And this whole smoke-free Kentucky legislation has been about not only educating the people, but most importantly, and having the most difficulty, is educating legislators about their responsibility. Our responsibility is to protect the health of citizens in our state. And by denying a vote on this bill or not wanting to educate yourself about this bill, this issue, you're not wanting to truly take care of the people in this state. We do have people in our General Assembly who just don't want to know because they don't want to deal with it because it could cause problems at home. The most interesting thing about carrying this legislation is getting emails and phone calls from people and hearing their personal stories about how secondhand smoke has impacted their lives. They're striking. They're stunning. They're heartbreaking. These are people who were exposed to something that they did not know was dangerous, and the smokers did not know it was dangerous at the time. But now we know. And it's inexcusable for us to continue to allow people to work in an environment where they have to breathe air with so many toxic chemicals that can change their life forever. It's unfair. And all we're asking with this legislation is asking them to step outside and smoke outside. And people are generally very, very courteous about that. If they have children at home, most of them don't smoke inside the home. Why would you smoke in the workplace?
And I don't know if we have thoroughly thanked you, but on behalf of our team and everyone else and all of our volunteers, I really would like to say we thank you for everything that you are doing to make Kentucky smoke-free and to make our state healthier. We are committed to the cause, and we know that we're going to see it through, hopefully within this next year, but if not, we'll see it through. When it happens, but it has to happen the right way. And we know that you're as committed as we are to getting a good, strong, comprehensive law.
Lexington State Representative Susan Westrum and the American Heart Association's Tanya Chang talking about a statewide public indoor smoking ban. Special thanks to the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy at kcsp.uky.edu for sharing the audio. We'll take another visit to the StoryCorps booth next Thursday at the same time here on WUKY.